rebellious and counteractive. And the church itself, the Catholic Church, has made these efforts into the postmodern society to make these things even more known. Now, was Martin Luther a perfect man? No, he wasn't. Did he make mistakes? Yes, he did. Did he do things in the act of his trying to communicate a more effective and clear gospel to the common man that weren't right? Yes, he did. But that's not the point. The point that we need to concentrate on is to know our spiritual heritage and to understand what God was doing and where he was bringing us to the fact or to the place where we are today. We can even go back further than Augustine and Martin Luther and go back to Paul. The Apostle Paul is now referred to as the inventor of the Christian religion. And I always get a big kick out of it when they call Christianity a religion, because it really isn't. We look kind of like a religion. We smell kind of like a religion. We act a lot like a religion. But really, Christianity is a lifestyle of faith in Jesus Christ and a willingness to allow His Holy Spirit to empower us. Notice the difference between what we talked about earlier of self-empowerment and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, Paul is thought to be an inventor, a wise, shrewd man who had much knowledge, and he did. He had what we would call the equivalent of a PhD in our days. In his day, he had rabbinical rights bestowed upon him. He could go into any synagogue and teach and preach anything he wanted to without much ridicule. They might not have him back the second time, and they might, when he got done, they might finish him off like they tried to a few times. But he was not the inventor of a Christian religion or a Christian lifestyle, as I'd prefer to call it. He was simply one of the original propagators and one of the original perpetuators and one of the original evangelists of that Christian faith and of that Christian lifestyle. But he's called today in postmodern society the inventor of religion. And of course, the Bible is looked at as a book of legends, a collection, a library of myths, and some history mixed in, but is it all history or is it all myths and all legends? And how do we know the difference? And so we leave the Bible kind of open-ended to be interpreted to your convenience, how you would like it to. Again, going back to that individuality, into that self-deification, I am God. I want to be like God, so I'll interpret it how I perceive God to be and not how we know God to be. Those are very key things. The deity of Jesus Christ is questioned and is continually being brought up in discussions. In 1985, a particular group of scholars got together and called themselves the Jesus Seminar and went through the New Testament of all the acts and works of Jesus Christ and all his words and decided what they thought really happened, as if they really knew what happened. And they met for 20 years before they finally disbanded, and they basically narrowed the gospel down to about 17% of its content, simply on their own, I believe this is what he did, or this is what he didn't do, or he said this, or he didn't say, or even on the probability that he didn't say this, or he didn't do that. And of course, it became basically a deist festival where everything was eliminated that had miraculous content,